You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Kinda Funny's MCU in Review. It has been quite the journey since January 2018. Every single week, watching a Marvel Cinematic Universe movie, reviewing them, ranking them, all the way leading to this, Avengers Infinity War. Mm-hmm. I'm Tim Geddes. This is Andy Cortez.
Hey, yo.
That's Kevin Coelho.
Oh, man.
It's Greg Miller.
On your left.
Ah, hey! That's the only iconic Captain America line I know for the costume.
Yeah, that was good. And then Nick Scarpino. Yeah. So for everyone out there that hasn't been listening to the show, this is Kinda Funny's MCU in Review. You can get it for now. It was every Tuesday at 9 a.m. On youtube.com/kindafunny or on podcast services around the globe. Similarly to what we did with Black Panther, we're going to not do the whole plot recap and all of that stuff with this. We're going to do this more like an old Kinda Funny review where we're going to start it off spoiler free, go through our thoughts, let you know if you should see this movie or not. Then we're going to get full spoilers, do the whole thing. But Greg, will there be Ragu Bagu?
Of course there's going to be Ragu.
Will there
Bagu.
Be Rank Those Abs?
There will not be Rank Those Abs. There were
save
no
it, save
abs
Save it. There's
got to
be Rank. The
Nick, we just said no spoilers.
There will be. God. I apologize, everyone. But this is my one and only critique of this film. Needed more abs.
Okay. A critique can be positive or negative. It doesn't have to be one thing. Yeah, and I think it's worth pointing out, so many people on the subreddit already mourning the death of MCU in Review. This is far from the last episode.
Kinda Funny's MCU in Review will return.
There you go.
I can tell you that right now.
We could say at the end.
Let me know. I know.
We should have.
Hold on. Don't say what we're doing. Who knows
I said
we're
Greg
doing.
Cut that out. But
don't
it's
cut anything out.
Don't cut anything out,
what's
going
to happen is this episode's going to go up. We want to give it some time to breathe, just like we did Black Panther. So for the next week, there will be no new episode of.
So this Thursday night episode counts for Tuesday morning's episode.
Oh yes. My God, are we going to start watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
And then the following week, we're going to do an entire MCU in review. Where we're going to give our individual lists. We're going to give awards for best fight scene, best romance, best character, all the stuff.
I'd like to announce we're going to give out the first annual Greg Miller Award as well.
Okay.
What? Is that related to this?
Exactly.
You know what? I don't want to tip my hand to what I've been planning for the Greg Miller Award.
Please
but
tell
it's
me
coming.
It's made out of chocolate.
We also will be doing Ant-Man and the Wasp when it comes out, and it will be part of this. So for everyone asking, Captain Marvel, all the stuff, of course.
Real quick, he looks shockingly like Nomad. Shockingly.
If you're an audio listener, go over to youtube.com/kindafunnygames. See my Captain America, baby's first cosplay. Got a Captain America Civil War suit. Oh, hello, Peggy Carter. Come here. Come here, Peggy.
Peggy Carter just orgasm off screen.
Yeah, she did.
I grew out a beard and grew out my hair, and then I painted it black with my own colors.
Make out. Yeah, use tongue.
Now let me ask you this.
No, he's just
question.
Caressing her. Oh,
Peggy, he's gonna end up banging your niece like in 40 years.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
He's for whatever reason wearing.
I think it's like 70 years.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. I'm wearing a cup. Let me tell you.
No, it was 40.
Let's get right into this. Spoiler free.
Hold on 1 second. Let me have my moment.
Who's there?
Little Greg. And he wants
going
to play.
Around the table. Oh, no. Nick. Spoiler free. Totally spoiler free. What do you think of this movie?
I thought it was phenomenal. I thought
Greg.
It was phenomenal.
Justice League Part 2.
Okay.
It was great. It was super great. It was yes, it was awesome. You should see it.
Kevin.
You absolutely need to go see this as soon as possible. It just that's it.
Andy.
It is a top tier Marvel movie. I loved it.
Andy, before we went live, you said something. What'd you say? About the list in the movie.
Oh, I know exactly where this will land for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I also know exactly where
it's
this
not even
will
a debate.
I don't like that. I don't like this at all, guys.
What did you think of the movie?
I thought it was absolutely fantastic. It achieved everything I thought possible from this thing. All my expectations. This to me is the opposite of how I felt leaving Last Jedi.
100%.
Last Jedi. Quality of it, choices they made, all that stuff, whatever. I left because I left disappointed because I felt like there was a lot that I wanted to be surprised in ways, and I feel like it surprised me in ways I didn't like. This surprised me. This did all the things I wanted it to, and so much more.
But like, I don't feel like this movie was just doing things to do it to make you happy or like, you know, the fans happy. I think it was doing it because it's telling a great story.
And sure. Man, the thing is, this movie is the fucking best possible incarnation of what Infinity War could have been, knowing that we have more movies to come. Mm-hmm. And I'm like so fucking impressed.
Yeah, I think what top level for me, one of the things that I was worried about was how are all these characters who haven't been together on screen going to fit? And how is that going to feel organic? And is that going to feel like are they going to get to that fast enough to keep me interested, but not so fast that I felt like, hey, this is
rushed.
It's rushed. Yeah. And they just nailed it.
They did.
Stick with me. Because I like this movie a lot.
Take me on a walk.
Okay.
Let's go for a walk. I'm ready.
This suffers for me from the same thing as Black Panther did and another movie we've talked about before, where I feel like the hype and the early reviews were just too real or too crazy. Where like when people were talking about like sobbing at the end and all these different things. Like,
see, that's the thing. You had to stay away from that shit.
I did the best I could, but fucking Joshua Ye wouldn't shut up on fucking Twitter. Fuck you, Joshua Ye.
So you
thought this was overhyped?
Yeah.
I think it was
great, and I'm not saying like fuck this movie or anything. I'm just saying like I was like, oh, I left and I was like, yeah, oh, that was great. That was awesome. And there were a lot of great moments in there. I could have gone. The one problem is it's overcrowded, as you'd expect. Again, we all knew this coming in, where there was like, oh, I could have gone for more of him, less of him, a little bit more here. What's going on there?
But so that's your choice. So you know,
yeah, sure, of course. That's funny that a personal opinion is personal, Kevin.
No. I'm not saying. Damn, I'm just saying, like,
this is why you're the
people,
Rocket of the group.
Yeah, fuck.
Damn. People like fuck Rocket. You guys. Do you not like Rocket? There's a weird subjective opinion of yours.
Oh, he fucking got you.
We can all admit he's an asshole, right? And doesn't know how to be loved. 100%.
That's my thing, though, is I feel like they were able to focus on, because there were a few characters that got, I think, a little bit more screen time than everyone else. And I liked that they have
some
of the characters
surprises
that I liked.
Surprises.
Yeah.
We're done with this non-spoiler.
I thought they did a really, really good job of the grouping of all of them.
Yes.
And that was the other thing, too, is like how many different things are going to have to happen for these people to group up and go do that. And I thought it all made sense. It all was like
logical. The groups they put out were awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When they brought them together or tore them apart, it was great. I got way more of groups together than I thought I was going to get.
It reminds me of the seminal scene from a little cartoon called Family Guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great, great cartoon.
When they are all trying to go on a search party for somebody and they are pairing people up to go do stuff. And they're like, you two go get in there. And you might be funny.
Yeah,
that's what it reminded me of. And I think it worked really great. And I think the execution was way better than I could have thought. But there was a part of me that I was talking to Tim earlier today. Like, I'm glad that this movie is not getting tens, because then I would go in expecting too
much.
Is it
not getting tens?
I mean,
I haven't looked at the review score.
I think a lot of people
It is, though.
I think a lot of people are loving it and enjoying it, but there's still like, there was still this part of me going into this movie that was thinking, this movie is not going to be the best Marvel movie, and I will be perfectly okay with that, because if it's still good enough, I'll be happy. And this was it. I ended up coming out a lot more satisfied.
Okay. But I think that the thing about this movie that doesn't work is that it does not stand alone.
But after 19 movies,
it wasn't made
to stand alone.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm okay with that.
Me
and
too.
I think that when we eventually get to ranking, that needs to be called in as a
point of
clarification. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to throw the rules out?
Yeah, I do.
19 weeks in, you want to fucking punt the rules.
Week five, the rules are
all right, motherfuckers. We've been doing. I've been talking all day out here, shucking and jiving. What have you been doing, Tim?
I took a day off
jiving.
I hate you, Tim.
Not as much shucking.
Let's get to the spoilers.
So we're going. Everyone agrees we should see before we get out.
Yes, go and watch
this movie.
My most important
movie multiple. I'm seeing it again Saturday, and I can't wait.
My most important question, Kevin. How does it rate on the movie pass rating scale?
Oh my god, two thumbs way up. Okay. Come on.
#BestPossible
score. Yeah. I didn't actually put that tweet out because I didn't use my movie pass to go see it.
Yeah. Mm. I'm proud of you. You're growing up.
No, you paid for it.
What does that mean?
You guys paid for it.
Smart. Thanks, patreon.com/kindoffunny.
And Kindoffunny
Games. Your support.
Well, I mean, you know, we try to break it up, right? We try to make you know. You got to give them a reason to go to both.
Yeah, you're right.
This movie was a huge
experience. Wait, are we doing this?
Yeah, we're in spoilers.
Now we're in spoilers.
The big time when I scream, now we're in spoiler mode. That's what spoiler mode.
Man, calm down.
Don't everybody talk over each other.
This is why Tim only shucks and doesn't jive.
It's just
I just jive.
But here's my
fucking make me fight.
Here's my worry about the title of this video. Is it going to say, like, I don't want people to...
It says spoiler filled, Andy.
Because we just gave him 5 minutes of spoiler. I assume 5 minutes of spoiler
good
free.
To know.
Now 2.5 hours of spoilers.
Fantastic. Good to know.
Four. Peter Quill so fucking great in this movie. So
awesome.
Everyone is so fucking great in this movie. I can't believe how well teams mesh together. And I like that. For the most part, I feel like it really made sense of like who got grouped with who and why.
People were doing what.
Yep. God.
Yeah, that's the one that they consistently do for me is that they I keep thinking, okay, how are they going to get me, right? How are they going to get me with like set something up and then like they give me a fast one, right? And I'm like, there's no way they're going to do it on this one. This one they're just going to play straight.
They go get daddy
and they
Scarpino.
Fucking got daddy every single time.
How they get you
don't
daddy?
Don't call him daddy. So let's let go of that.
There's so many things that they did where I was like, well, for one thing, the fact that the Hulk gets the shit kicked out of him by Thanos right at the beginning and then refuses to come back out the entire movie.
What a great way to establish that, hey, you know what? Thanos is the most powerful dude they've ever faced. Yeah. They're one ace in the hole.
And that to me is an example of why this movie exceeded my expectations, because we've been talking about this, theorizing what's going to happen for years at this point. And it's like, oh, the movie's going to open with him killing Loki. Guess what?
It did.
Yeah.
But it also showed Hulk go out like a fucking bitch.
That's the thing. It killing Loki... to me was like, hey man, this movie's fucking serious, some shit's gonna go down. But him beating the shit out of Hulk
was
like, hey, this is not someone that fucks around.
And that was the movie like, opening with the Marvel logo with no music.
Yeah, it was weird, right? It set their tone. And that's what I was wondering, how they would rebound from that in the way that such a serious opening with a few like jokes and Loki-isms and Thor in there. But how do we get back to having fun in the way, and it wasn't a fun movie for a lot of parts, but the way the Guardians bring it in, the way they interact with Iron Man, the way Thor interacts on his own, like they did a great job of balance.
I love the scene with Rocket talking to Thor in the spaceship.
When he's talking, time to be the captain.
Yeah. What a great way of like what he's learned from being around Peter.
When they are in the ship, sort of having that heart to heart, and Thor is like trying to stay positive, but you can tell is like, he's I think that's nothing. The best acting we've seen from Chris Hemsworth. I thought it was phenomenal.
What I loved about, I'm sorry, I'll get back to you because it's going to be a short one. What I loved about that scene with Thor and throughout it is that we kept Thor from Thor Ragnarok. We didn't lose that. Yeah. We still was like,
it was very heartfelt. He was crying, but he was trying to make light of it, and it still got a laugh out of me. Where he's like, "What about your mom?" He's like, "She was killed by a dark elf." That fucking got me. But it was sad too. Yeah. She's like, "Fuck, she was like, he's lost his entire family."
Yeah, 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 exactly.
When now it's time to go fucking
best
get
friend,
the, bring Heimdall. The dink, man.
Oh, Heimdall, that makes total
sense.
That
was the big. That's what I'm talking about. Peter Dinklage. No, he's in the movie. How's he going to be in the movie?
Did you? I didn't know it.
Yeah. He was in the.
Everyone thought he was going to be one of the children of Thanos. But he wasn't.
He just made him a giant dwarf.
Heimdall wasn't his best friend. It was fucking Zachary Sid. Levi.
No, it could have been the Warriors 3 because they all got stabbed in the chest.
I'm pretty sure it was
also,
Heimdall.
And this is just me. You know, usually I have to watch this again at home or on a Virgin America screen to really understand
the best part.
Damn it.
At one point after everything had happened with the ships. Thor said he just killed half the Asgardians.
Half of them, yeah.
So that's how we're going to one day justify Valkyrie still being alive.
Still be okay, there, cool. Yeah.
Well,
and it makes sense because that's what he does to every society, right?
Oh, no, I get it. I was just like, it was that thing like, oh.
Question I have similar is if he kills half of all the civilizations, he did say that.
He said half? Are you sure?
He did.
I heard him.
If he kills half of them, when it comes to the dwarf planet, like, why did he kill all of them?
I think he didn't want anyone to make weapons.
Except for one of them.
I don't know. Maybe
so that wasn't like part of his whole thing.
I don't think they were the whole plan, though. I think it was just 300 dudes working on a space station.
Mm, okay,
there you go, nailed it. Yeah. And it's also one of the things he keeps the calculus, as he said, in his brain. He knows what he's doing.
Mm,
kill 300 here. Next planet I get to, y'all, instead of splitting it exactly in half, I'll take 300 and put you on the safe side.
I cannot believe this movie started right where Ragnarok left off, and devastation.
Mm-hmm.
Like holy shit! I did not expect because like I watched Ragnarok last night, and the ending. Is such a like happy, like, oh shit, everything's gonna be great for it to start after they've decimated them. Yeah,
that was a good
call. Insane. Yeah, great call. Like, I didn't want to see those people die.
I will say that
poor little Meek die again.
Having, like, seeing the way Loki died, just like fucking
his eyes
fucking slow.
And then who was the next death?
Heimdall.
Yeah.
Right. Which, God, what a great scene. Like,
give me the power one last time.
From the dark energy, from the fucking, that was cool. But with dark Loki energy? Dying and with Heimdall dying.
I don't want to say anything, but
we're just saying dark energy from Dharmamu?
He said dark energy.
Yeah, he said dark energy, but you think Dharmamu?
I don't know. It's just cool.
Okay. Just dark energy is cool. Got it.
But with Loki and Heimdall dying immediately, right? This is the first time I felt that level of intensity since watching a big battle in Game of Thrones, where you know at any moment your favorite character could
die. Someone could go.
Oh, yeah.
And
I haven't felt that sort of tenseness, like, just watching, like, because at any moment, Cap's doing cool shit, but at any moment, you could see a fucking thing through his chest, and I felt that, and they, like, it was so goddamn intense, to the point where, like, my eyes are just, I'm still not, I haven't, like, de-stressed from it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, much later, when, like, Tony gets stabbed.
I thought he was gone.
Me too. But that's the weight they had put on the movie.
That was my thing where I was like, fuck, I thought they were going to kill Cap in this movie.
Yeah.
And no, it wasn't. Yeah. And then it wasn't even him. And I was like, what a cop out. Now it is Cap. And then at the end, it isn't. It's everyone else. And as you pointed out, all the Avengers.
The original Avengers stay. And this goes back to what I was talking about with Star Wars Last Jedi, where I had all these thoughts and dreams of what they're going to do with 8 and whatever, or with 9. And looking at this with Avengers 4, like, we've been talking about, oh, there's going to be time stuff and whatever they're going to do. I love what they're doing here, because now it's like, oh, I thought it was weird if they killed one of the Avengers and it's like, oh, are Tony and Cap never going to get their moment together to rekindle in 4? Like,
so this now means in 4 we get the fucking Avengers.
4 is going to, because everyone was worried that this movie with 3 more to go was going to be kind of anticlimactic with these moments that we need. And it wasn't the case. Yeah. And in 4, we're going to get those moments of seeing the original Avengers. Black Widow, Thor, Hulk, Captain America, Iron Man are all there, and Hawkeye. We don't know about Hawkeye, but he was mentioned.
He's alive.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's gonna come back and be a badass.
But that's awesome. I feel like two of the biggest criticisms people have of the MCU is there's never stakes and the villains. And I feel like this movie nailed both of those.
I mean, hold on. If I can take one quick time out, is I don't think they did for stakes, because my wife Jen, who I love my life, I love you so much, baby.
Yeah, all
right. But
I hate it.
Anyways, no, before we get off track, literally the movie ends, she's like, well, that was fun, but I know they didn't kill those people. I know they're going to come back in the next movie.
No, but so here's the thing, though. Like, what I'm talking about stakes is what he's talking about. Throughout the movie, at any moment, anybody could have died. But on top of that, it's like, we still don't know who's coming back and how.
Well, Spider-Man has a few more pictures in his deal, so he's coming
totally.
Back.
Totally. Well, some of them, yes, we know, but some of them we don't. And I feel like the Gamora, Loki, Heimdall, those deaths, those happened.
I think Loki's toast.
Toast. Toast. And they said there was 2 lines in this movie that was like, no,
I don't think he's coming back. Yeah. No resurrection.
I think
it's
going to be like, I mean, I don't know how they'll do it or whatever, but I think it's basically like anybody who turned to dust, we can bring back or like kind of bring back.
Well, I think that's kind of what they want us to think. And that's why I'm excited. Do they need to sacrifice? Do the OG Avengers need to sacrifice themselves to save them in the next one? Like, I feel like this movie like put so much shit in our heads that I'm like, I feel like the stakes are real.
But yeah, sorry. Just a couple things that like I really just appreciated about the film was one, like, There were those amazing moments that they got me, right? There was a couple more that just popped in my head. One, and Kevin said this audibly, and I was like, fuck. Like, he got to it before I did, was when you hear Thanos' voice on Nowhere, and Kevin was like, fuck, he already has the stone. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, he does, and he's just been playing with him. So that was amazing, but then I think the thing that they did, the biggest trick that they did of all, was halfway through the movie, I was like, fuck, I kind of care about Thanos.
Yes.
Like, what he's having.
Thanos movie.
This is a Thanos movie. Like,
when I empathized with Thanos.
It's weird. And it was really well done. That's how I know. I was like, damn, they elevated this shit.
After I connected with a villain like Steppenwolf, I thought. No, that was the thing.
I thought Steppenwolf was in this, though, in the female form.
That's his daughter.
I mentioned that earlier.
That shit was terrible.
To get out of that. No, for real. Like, Thanos is like explaining what he's doing. I'm like, yeah, fuck, I kind of see where you're coming from. And like, the way, even before he like starts breaking down and kills Gamora, I was like, dude, he really fucking loves Gamora. Even though he's an asshole during all these horrible things. But it's like, holy shit, like, I totally get where he's coming from. And that's so rare for any movie, let alone a Marvel movie, as I point to, I want my bird, and all these other Coffee Man, you know what I mean? Like, all these
the
people.
Bacon Man.
In addition to that, him having real motivations, similar to Killmonger and all that stuff. Yeah. Going through with it, seeing him win, and seeing like him make those sacrifices and actually do things without like sacrificing his vision.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. And also, when it comes to villains, it's important for them to have cool fight scenes and use their weapons in interesting ways. And they actually used all the stones. Like, you're talking about with the reality thing. Well, and the moment when Vision's thing was exploded, I looked at Gia and I'm like, they're rewinding time. He just got the fucking time stone.
It didn't occur to me until he was like, because they did such a good job. He was like, we gave so much up today. I lost so much today. And then you see him kind of walk toward you.
But
like,
now
oh,
it doesn't even matter or whatever.
That's
he's
right.
Like, oh, good.
He's got the thing.
There's moments throughout it when he was tossing all the Avengers aside using the different stones.
It also, but the cool thing to me that was it felt like are these stones going to be overpowered, right? Is he going to be able to snap and like everyone goes to jail or whatever? And I thought they did a good job.
Don't let him close his hand.
Yeah, don't let him close his hand. Don't let him think like
that entire fucking fight. I was like, Jesus, this is so fucking cool. And then when they started setting it up for Peter to fuck it, I was like, no, really? Like, you're this stupid? You're going to do
that? But it makes sense. Yeah,
I buy it because he's an idiot. I get it. That's the Guardians.
Not smart.
Well, how long do you think they've been together?
The Guardians?
4 years.
But like Gamora and Peter. Do you think that was their first kiss?
No. They've been banging everywhere.
She was dancing.
Dude, shout out to fucking Drax. Shout out to the all of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Shout out to the humor in this movie that I felt like for the like really was like Guardians level humor throughout. And I love it starts with they're like they just cut to a wide shot of space. With the title over screen that says space, and you're like, we're going to Guardians territory right now. You know exactly where
the colors pop in, and you hear the music, you're like, here we go.
I can't believe they were able to switch from how dramatic the tone was and negative to funny and comedy. Yeah. And for a moment, like, we were away from that world, and it was just like, oh, this is the Guardians.
There were moments in the movie that I feel we were away from certain groups a little too long. Like, we were with Iron Man and Spider-Man and Doctor Strange for a while, and then we left them for what felt like
an hour. And it was that thing where I had enough time to be like, I haven't seen the Iron Man.
Yeah. It felt like a Game of Thrones episode. We were like, what's going on?
Yeah,
when are we going to see so-and-so again?
But I loved it because they tricked me in a way that I didn't expect, where we've talked about this to death on a million different shows. But when I was like, all right, clearly Wakanda is the final battle, all this stuff. And I was like, it's in my head. I was like, it kind of sucks that it's just some of them, not all of them. Mm-hmm. And so when Thor came back and when Iron Man's plan was getting ready to fail, I was like, fuck, they're going to find a way to bring everyone back right there. Thank you, Joey Noel. Round of applause for Joey Noel, everybody.
I was wondering who you were texting.
Only dropped her popcorn once.
I'll tell you this. They missed the
photo, I think, according to her Twitter.
My one disappointment from this movie. I have a question and a disappointment, but I'll go into the disappointment round first.
Okay.
Was when Thor came back with Stormbreaker. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Stormbringer or Breaker?
No, I think it's Breaker.
I think it's Breaker.
I don't know.
I was asking. I thought it was Breaker.
I think it's Breaker.
Badass.
I was so just badass.
And I loved it when Rocket's like, all right, a little bit
too much.
There was a moment where he comes again and comes down to wreck shit up. And it's probably the best moment in the entire film. When he comes back and just is like, you can tell he's fucking.
He's a god.
What?
Yeah.
I am pissed. I'm fucking everyone up. I was like, please, please let them just go one more time. Third time's a charm. It's the goddamn anger song.
But the music ends.
It's too serious of a movie for that. Yeah. I totally get why they did it.
I don't know, man. I honestly loved it. I felt like that would have been appropriate. I felt like it would have worked.
Well, like our theater went crazy.
That was so good. I love the score of this movie. I love that they weren't afraid to use the Avengers theme because in Avengers 2, they really didn't rely on it. They like used it like once during the church like circle thing and Avengers 1, obviously. It was throughout the entire thing. No Guardians theme. I didn't like that.
Was it Avengers or Cap's theme when Cap
showed up? That was Avengers. That's the beginning of the Avengers, like the boring part leading into it. You can hear it in our post credits of the MCU interview.
That was a crazy too.
Always when the credits are going.
It's one of those things where it's hard to describe. This movie played out literally exactly how I thought it was. There was absolutely from a plot perspective, I was like, I know he's going to get all the stones.
Yep.
We talked about it multiple times on the show.
That's what we
I went on record as one of my predictions with Jack. I was like, I want him to get all the stones. The last thing he does is boom, and you see half the universe die.
I think really the only thing we've missed, because we did a Game Over Greggy show about this yesterday, available patreon.com/kindoffunny tomorrow morning. The only thing I think we missed was the third act death, right? Or the beginning of the third act death, where we said Loki would die in the front. There'd be the snap at the end.
Well, that's the thing. I think we got it. It wasn't who we expected.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the one thing I think we got wrong, where we thought it was going to be Iron Man or Cap that killed there.
And it would be Gamora.
What a fucking
But made so much sense.
My thing is, I feel like the snap was an easy prediction, but I'm shocked they did it. I was like, they don't
a lot of people weren't thinking that he was going to get all the stones.
We'll keep that for this.
And I love that at the very, very end, they did what they did in the comics, which is at the very, very end of the comic, he just was like, I did it. And he goes and just retires onto this nice planet and becomes a farmer.
Real quick, too.
Well, that's a little backwards. He does that at the very end.
But he set that up that he was like, I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to be a tyrannical asshole with that. I'm just going to go sit down and hang out.
This is going to sound dumb, but I just want to make sure because I'm a dumb kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What Thanos' wound wasn't mortal, right?
No.
Because when he sits down, it kind of gives you the impression that he's about to keel
to
over.
Die, yeah.
But then at the end of the movie, obviously Thanos will return. But I was like, well, we're fucking with time and all this other shit.
Wasn't the wound gone at that point?
It looked like it, but you know how movies are.
Yeah.
You know, Disney doesn't want to show a fucking gaping wound. Maggots coming out of it. Once Gamora's inside. He's like, why'd you eat the body? That's what I do. I'm Thanos. Nobody knows.
No, I think he's alive. And obviously, that was the other thing, too, is I was like, I hope to God that's it. Like, what if they just, that's it? And no. then it said Thanos would return. I was like, all right, they're going to go back into it and redo the rest and get bring everyone back. And that's cool. But I just, but did it look like the gauntlet got took a serious hit?
Oh, it got destroyed. Yeah. It looked like it got destroyed, yeah.
But so later it didn't.
Really?
Yeah, when he snapped his fingers, it was destroyed.
But I feel like the stones were still there, so he could have like fixed it.
Yeah. I think he still has the stones, yeah, but I think when he was...
At the like little tent place,
It was still charred and crappy.
Oh, really? I thought it looked okay.
I thought it was. Yeah.
Keep your eye on it. Keep your eye on it Saturday. You're our bloodhound.
I was talking to Kevin about it, where I was like, if this movie ends with a snap, a fear that I had of why I didn't think Disney would let them do that is I was like, I don't think general moviegoers would understand the gravity of what happened.
Dude, they explained it so many times.
I know they had snapped like 10 times, but that doesn't matter because, half the universe is dead. People are going to leave and be like, that's it. But seeing him die, I thought was such a smart call that I didn't expect because that allowed Tony Stark to have the moment with Spider-Man.
And
it allowed
Peter scene, right? Everyone's disappearing. And like when Black Panther reached out and he disappeared, I was like, all right, that's fucked
bold,
up.
Yeah.
But yeah, when everybody's disappearing and like they kept doing the tight shots. And we'll get to Doctor Strange's
Endgame.
Everything in a second.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But when when we go to Peter and Peter's like, I don't feel so well, Mr. Spark. I was like, no. And he grabs him. I don't want to go. And it's what it is. It's so exactly hard. What resonated in Homecoming so much. Help! I'm not hearing you. He sounds like a kid, even though he's gone through puberty. Everyone talked about how his voice has changed. And yeah, his voice sounds so much
very
deeper.
Different.
Great. Good for you, Tom Holland.
Sounds weird when he's got the suit on, though, and you're hearing the voice. And you're like, that's not
who it's going to sound shitty. It's going to sound shitty. I'm Greg Miller, but I didn't like the Iron Spider suit.
I loved it.
What?
I loved it.
When he opens up his legs and catches himself.
Yeah, I know.
The
tumble roll thing.
I like those moments. I can't wait for it.
No, you don't like this country, Nomad.
Oh, he got you.
I seen the future, Captain. They're on the flags.
Captain was my least favorite part of the movie.
Really?
He was the one I'm shocked that didn't get enough stuff.
Really do anything.
But when you take the shields away from Cap, it's like, yeah, he's a cool character, but he's a cool character when there's character development. This movie doesn't have character development.
Dude, and now here's the thing I think we've talked about before already, is the fact that this movie, of course, relies on 18 tent poles to keep it going. But based on everything we knew, now I've become a huge Cap fanboy throughout MCU in review, but the way they introduce him when he steps out of the shadows, the way he hangs
in there.
The
subway was going by and you just see a silhouette. Yeah. I'm like, holy shit.
And the way he organizes everybody when he comes back to the Avengers Tower. Compound. I was like, I got everything I wanted out of Cap in this one. And I thought and then when he stops Thanos, Thanos does that look.
Like, yeah, like, and then uses the other hand. Yeah, like, so fucking good.
Funniest moment was at the end of the movie. We're like, what's the Easter egg gonna be? What's the after credits scene gonna be? Greg's like, it's gonna be Thanos just jerking off his tent.
I fucking do.
There wasn't some cool CG going through all the weapons.
Simple,
just black,
very
just white
serious
temps,
black with
forever.
Latex,
no mid credits. It was just Avengers Infinity War.
With
the saddest fucking version of the theme song, wiping away.
How about that?
So
how about that Marvel Studios
wiping away dissolving?
Loved that.
That was great.
So cool. This movie showed, in my opinion, the best CG character we've ever seen with Thanos, and one of the worst with Proxima Midnight
and the Hulk.
Really?
Every time he was in, where the mask came off, I was like, with Banner.
Transition.
When he was in Hulkbuster, that did not look good.
The Proxima Midnight SF was terrible.
They should have just casted a woman and like put makeup on her.
Can I throw a big time out real quick?
Sure.
Did I totally miss when they gave her the name Proxima Midnight, or you just know
from comics? I know this from leading up to it.
Hey, shout out to Squidward though.
Oh,
Squidward
was really good.
That character, very funny.
And he looked cool. Like, he was
fucking terrifying.
The CGI looked good. What Proxima Midnight reminded me of is like the old fucking Blizzard World of Warcraft cinematics when they were like when they would introduce a new expansion. It looked looked awful.
She reminded me of Ready Player
One. She looked like Steppenwolf.
She looks like Steppenwolf from
It looked terrible.
Shout out to another reference to a very old movie, Aliens.
Oh yeah, do you want to try to tell me they didn't say aliens?
He doesn't have alien toys in his room, Greg.
You're not understanding. He didn't say aliens. You know, that's what I'm saying. They said it last time. They said Empire Strikes Back.
All right, whatever.
A
dude.
Point stance.
Man,
your point stupid. Your point stupid, and that was a great way to get rid of him.
I feel like this movie was terrifying, and I loved that because we've seen it in little bits before in a bunch of other movies. But in the beginning of the movie, when they're in the Sanctum Sanctorum or whatever, and they walk out, and the threat's coming,
like shit's flying
by. In Avengers 1, like when the city's being invaded, it still didn't feel scary, you know.
Dude,
in this was like horrifying. Shit flying by, and it goes throughout the movie.
Well, because you had already seen like what was gonna come. Like we'd already seen they had decimated like Thor's group. Like we knew that
I feel
stand
like bringing it to the humanity is what really into
seeing
the Earth.
People running
because
by.
Like the final like seeing all the characters disappear in Wakanda, it's like okay, gold magic and shit, like that's really sad and scary and on Titan.
Yeah.
But it was the post credit scene of a fucking car crashing, a helicopter crashing into a building.
Yeah.
It's like this has real world implications, and that's fucking scary. Some superhero bullshit.
It reminded me of like
The Left Behind.
That too, but it reminded me, like, watching that stuff reminded me of, like, footage from 9/11 and shit. Like, true horror of, like, again, that's a great point. I never felt worried for New York in the Avengers or anything, but this movie, maybe being on the ground floor kind of, like, mattered a lot more. But yeah, I got a lot of, like, of course, leftover vibes when just, like, seeing people disappear. It's like, oh, this is awesome, dude.
Shout out also to the fact that they figured out just the right amount of bad guy villains, like the bosses that Thanos had. Mm-hmm. Actually have a smart plan, which is to split up and go get the three stones they need, leaving Thanos to go get the red stone.
I'm glad they didn't mind killing
someone.
I was
like, oh great, these guys are going to be fodder.
Oh,
they ended up being
them.
Fodder at the end. But
all of them died, right?
Yeah, I think all of them
all
died.
Four died.
And good. Okay, yeah,
I thought they
that's true.
Really like
I
fucking
mean,
violent well, and
no,
great,
but
like, yeah.
I'm glad that like Ebony Maw died in space, like towards the beginning, like it was just kind of
that
quick
caught
and
me
done.
Off guard. I did not expect it to be because he
was
like
awesome.
He was,
was
no, I thought it was awesome too. But they just made him such a strong character that seemed like he was going to be very poignant the whole time. Yeah.
But
and
I
then,
felt like I that was go for it.
Okay, here's a big question I have: why the hell did Strange give him the Time Stone? What was the end game?
I mean, that's
he
the thing.
Said
there's
was only
plan.
One way
solution,
the one solution, and I'm sure he was like Tony needs to live.
We've
if Tony dies,
millions of these, this
Tony must
be
he's like this is end game. Like, we need you.
Yeah. And even when he disappears, what does he say? Smart like, this is the only way or something like that?
Yeah, he says something like, this is the way it has
to
be.
Isn't that when he said
Endgame?
No, yeah, I thought that he said Endgame.
This is Endgame.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Right.
But that's the thing. Like, clearly, like, Doctor Strange, like, it's when dope. He was like, there's only one way, I was like, all right, well, they're going to give him the stone. And I think that hopefully, oh man, I'm so
I liked
excited.
How they gave him it though. And I feel like killing Ebony Maw when they did, I liked that they made him look really formidable.
Yep.
But then it was like, okay, well, once Spider Man, Iron Man, and Doctor Strange are together,
the way
it's
we're
going to
win
happen.
Is intellect, right?
Very
like,
cool.
I outthink this.
And
guy.
Strange and Iron Man were so fucking cool
so
seeing them interact
good.
In the first
It made perfect
great.
Sense.
And Dude, leading spend. All the way up to Strange eventually, like sacrificing for Tony, it's like, wow, that felt earned.
Yeah.
In a movie that I can't believe anything
really?
Could have felt like
I thought it did.
If they hadn't telegraphed it of like, if it comes down to you or Spider-Man or the stone, fuck you
See,
guys.
Here's
like,
my
well,
thing. I feel like this
totally
movie telegraphed 100.
Because I don't know how to do, I don't do Doctor Strange. Say
if it comes down to you or Spider-Man or the stone, I choose the stone or Spider-Man.
That's kind
of,
you're doing
you
the
said.
Mandarin right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're doing a little bit too Mandarin.
Dormammu, I've come here.
He's nailing it. Dormammu.
I was hoping they were going to do that. Thanos, I've come to boof. Thanos just like punches him like, oh fuck.
Yeah, I thought that was gonna be a pretty decent strategy too. It was like just.
Well, how about one of the biggest fucking Easter eggs? Fucking Red Let's Skull go. Popping
Holy
up.
Holy shit!
Jesus.
We talked about that though. You said that you wanted
I was
that
like,
to happen.
I bet he comes back for this.
And there he was.
Like in a very weird way.
That was awesome.
Yeah, what doing? I fucking marked out.
He's
but
also
like,
been gone for fucking what?
But like,
17 movies.
Okay, so, but Red Skull, the Red Skull we know. And yes, okay, a lot of times us. But the Red Skull we last saw in the fucking. 50s, whatever.
Yeah.
He's now here as like, I'm this fucking,
he's
I'm
like
guarding soul. I'm guarding soul still.
Yeah.
Like,
he's what? Not guarding. He's tortured.
Trapped. Yeah.
It's his living tortured. Nightmare of like, hey, this is all him. I've ever wanted, and here it is, and I can never have it.
Yeah.
And he mentions like, people
okay,
have come here
I
to get it,
that.
And they just can't do it. So my curse is to
so
sit here and wait and watch you fuckers come fuck
up. I mentioned to Greg that if Thanos is like, I'm going to wipe out like, 50% of the universe, and the Red Skull will be like, how many Jews though? Like, he's still like somehow really racist against Jews.
Oh man, you've come all the way back. You haven't heard about Earth? How did Mein Führer do?
How are we fair in that whole war? That World War II. So we do good enough.
I like he kind of lost some of his accent though. He's like, I've been here forever.
Oh, speaking of
I've been
accents
talking to people
lost.
For years.
I'm usually not a stickler about this stuff, but Scarlet Witch. Where did your Russian accent go?
None.
Oh, then it shows up towards the end a little bit.
Does it?
Yeah, dude.
No, I was happy with it being gone.
So much has it always been hit or miss?
It's been two years, though.
Like, I feel like in the introduction of her, it was super strong, and then it's just gotten weaker and weaker.
But now it's just like.
But like, she has been living around places for 2 years.
She's been fucking a robot, man.
Yeah,
sexy robot.
Oh, man. When they kiss, he's got a normal dick.
What?
What? No, what?
I think she's literally like, I wanted this big tonight, and he just makes it that big tonight. Yeah. Like, he just wills things
cool,
into existence,
man.
Right?
Fuck yeah.
Isn't that his power?
Like jizzing.
Yeah. He can do pretty much whatever he wants with his body.
I thought Doctor Strange really stole the show in a lot of the scenes that he was in because he was funny. I like that he was, him and Tony being arrogant towards each other, I thought that was great. But him fucking, like, Street Fighter Hadoukening Thanos back and forth, summoning the Mirrorverse, cracking it open to make a bunch of versions of himself,
so cool.
And then
the,
fucking
like the
fighting.
Arm thing?
So tight.
For me, it was all about Peter Quill. Peter Quill is the guy who stole the show from me, where I wasn't expecting as much out of him and the Guardians, I guess.
Oh, man, his initial meeting up with Thor and getting jealous of how, like,
are you changing your voice? You're doing it right now.
So funny, dude.
But even
so
before
funny.
Then, like, and I was, when they were looking at him, they're all like marveling, as Nick has for throughout this entire show, about his body. When Peter goes, oh, it's not that bad, and they start insulting his abs.
Yeah.
And then when he's like, you're, what is it? Is I forget the food, but it's like, you're one cheeseburger away from being
one
fat.
One sandwich away from being fat.
And then,
he's like, I'm going to get a Bowflex. I'm going to get some dumbbells. And then Rocket, you hear in the background, goes, you can't eat dumbbells, right? That's so hard in that.
It was really funny.
I think, honestly, though, I keep coming back to the person that stole the show for me was Thanos. And I did not expect that.
Of course,
I did not expect. First off,
round of applause for Josh Brolin.
Dude.
I did not
expect watching, Josh.
To be compelled by that storyline. I did not expect to have him have an actual human side and actually have like more than one dimension. And you notice he didn't get like rage, angry monster at all.
He was just like,
I have one thing to do and I'm going to do it and no one's going to stand in my way. It was very calm most of the movie.
I loved it.
I feel like we did see one rage moment where he was beating the fuck out of Hulk and Ebony Maw stops their Hulk and it's like, let him have
that
fun.
That was a total Dragon Ball
rage.
Z moment.
I thought that was such
a Dragon Ball Z moment of like, he's just toying with me. Like, but Vegeta? That's my Vegeta impersonation.
Well, I mean,
I love Vegeta.
The way he fought was incredible also. Like, Hulk was just this big giant muscle that's going around punching, and you could see Thanos
systematically dodging him
in the back, going in the front. It was
took him down so easily, right? Yeah. And we had already seen Iron Man try to do it.
That like, you know, the Hulk, we've seen countless movies and it's like, you can't fuck with him.
Oh, so unless you're
Thanos
the Thor.
Can fuck with him.
I love it.
It's a good movie, man.
I want to rank this motherfucker.
I want to give another shout out as well to the bus scene.
Oh my god.
Ned, make a distraction. Hey, Rocket, totally not even listening.
So fucking funny.
Was he not listening or was that the distraction?
No, it was what are you saying? Holy shit, there's a spacecraft.
We're all gonna die.
Yeah.
It was really funny. Good job.
Jacob, to rank the movie.
Wait.
We need to rag.
Yeah, but hold on. Before we do that, there's something I want to say. I was interrupted a while ago. There was a lot of foreshadowing in this movie, and what you were saying, like, oh, well, it was foreshadowed so early when Strange, whatever, gave the time stone. Mm-hmm. I feel like this movie set up so much false foreshadowing of, like, having Iron Man talk to Pepper Potts about wanting to have a kid and all this stuff. Like, I feel like there was a lot of things that were set up that's like, oh, they're going to kill. Like, I feel like Cap, Thor, and Tony all had
setups
in this movie. They're like, oh, they're going to die.
I was expecting the Cap scene holding Thanos' gauntlet. I was expecting that to just be one of those trailer things only. For some reason, I felt like they were not going to have it in the movie, and it was just something to throw us off.
But it was such a good moment in the movie.
The Pepper stuff I didn't think was setting up him to die as much as it was setting up, hey, you have a happy life here, and everything's great. Don't fucking... And he's like, I promise, I'm not going
to
do... And then, like,
immediately Wong comes through,
and Doctor Strange comes through. You got to go do that. And then up there, and when he's on the phone with her, it's just like, man, you got to understand there's bigger things at play here.
Yeah.
Jen, you'd understand if I had superpowers right now to keep going to save the universe.
She would definitely stop
you. Because guess what? I can come back and be with you, baby, but then we're just going to die anyway. So you got to let me go try to save everybody.
Jen, he's making a lot of sense. I think you should let him go.
Thank you, Rock.
I'm glad you understand.
Wait, real quick. No, I lost it. I forgot what it was. Damn, it sucks. I want to talk a little bit about the gauntlet and what it can do. Because I feel like, you snap. If someone else puts the gauntlet on, we don't know who's like physically able to wear it. Because like I have a feeling that most people just die if they put it on. But if someone puts it on that has the power to wear it, snaps their finger, can they bring everyone back?
Yeah.
Do you think that it could be a Guardians 2 or Guardians situation where Cap puts it on and then starts breaking apart and everybody grabs him and it's like everyone who's still alive?
I really hope they don't do that. I hope they don't do that either. But I do think that there's going to be a lot of sacrifice.
Tell them about the dance off.
Yeah, so good.
Let's not go there.
It'd be interesting if this is the universe we stay in.
In the pain in his eyes when Peter says that.
Never the best movie ever.
Can we talk about the movie too?
Well, no, I mean, I was saying something. Why don't you just wait?
Nobody cares about
it. Whatever, it doesn't matter then, I guess.
What were you going to say, Kevin? I care.
No, I was just going to say it'd be interesting if this is the universe we stay in for a little while and then Guardians 3 or comes out and we see Adam Warlock and maybe he is capable of wearing it and that's when we get a reboot.
I don't think that's possible because I love where we're at now because we know we're going to get Ant-Man the Wasp and Captain Marvel and both
all
of those
prequels. Yeah.
So setting that up for Avengers 4, having the original Avengers there, it's like I feel like that needs to be their send off and like that they have to bring the people back in Avengers 4. This is the Empire. We need the Return of the Jedi next.
And what do we expect from Captain Marvel? Like with the final,
Post-credits. Soundgarden and a lot of Pearl Jam.
With Captain Marvel, I'm sure that it's gonna be a crazy cool story. At the end of the day, she saves whatever she has to, and she's like set as like an incredibly strong character.
Do you think it's gonna be like Cap 1, where 99% of the movie is the 90s, and then the end of it is her in present time?
I think the next two movies, the post-credit scene, are gonna be in present day. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if the end of Ant-Man and Wasp, like, whatever their story is, it ends, post-credit scene is them standing together and fucking the Wasp disappearing in front of them.
Mm.
You know, putting everyone in that
world. Where do you think Hawkeye gets introduced? Is that Avengers 4 or is that in one of the post-credits?
No, I think Hawkeye's going to be in Ant-Man and Wasp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I imagine they're setting it up like, hey, those guys were separated together.
They're both on house arrest, right? Yeah. So you figure they have that common bond of... That'd be a fun relationship to toy with, right? Of them bullshitting around of like, how bored are you? Super bored.
But one's in San Francisco.
Well, I don't think
I'm talking about emails and text messages.
I don't think that Hawkeye's in house arrest. I think 90% of his identity is totally secret. And like, as soon as everything ended, boom, gone.
Imagine if Ant-Man just crawled inside fucking Thanos' head and just expanded.
Right?
That'd Game be over, way. Man.
I mean, imagine if Thor had gotten there 10 minutes earlier.
Imagine if Thor, instead of listening to him whisper, would have gone up with the blade and fucking killed him like a man.
The Thor hammer scene is...
When Thor came back, they played that goddamn Led Zeppelin song.
There was a long conversation.
When the Blu-ray comes out, someone's going to edit that together.
Thor popping up, coming down through the fucking Bifrost is...
That was dope.
One of the best moments in this goddamn 19 movie.
Yeah, when Peter Dinklage was like, oh, and theoretically you can have a Bifrost. It was just like, yes, let's do that.
And shout out to that whole thing. Everything with Peter Dinklage and up
there. That was cool shit.
That was amazing. Yeah. Yeah,
I will say, that was one of the jokes that I thought was funny, ill-timed.
I'll die trying.
Only if I die.
That was a weird joke. Time joke. Funny joke. Got a laugh out of me, but it was such a cool scene, what he was about to do, that I thought it was a weird joke time. But I will say, as much as cool as that axe was, it's no Mew Mew.
It ain't no Mew Mew.
That was a great thing.
It's better than Mew Mew is the truth.
But
we just don't know it yet.
Looking, it's
because that's Groot.
It's dumb looking.
It's cool shit.
Mew Mew. That's cool shit.
I think it's cool shit, man. Because now it can cut shit. It won't just like hit people. Nick, are you ready?
I'm ready.
They are so big. Oh my God, what the heck? Biceps.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever episode of Biceps. Today we're going to be talking about the biceps in the movie. We didn't see a lot of them, but we did see the most important ones belonging, of course, you guessed it,
Storm and Breaker.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Chris Hemsworth coming at you with the fucking heat with those guns. And I love that they just called a spade a spade. Put them on a table. Let's let people touch them. How do I get that job? Ranks number one on the biceps. Number two, Chris Evans, Captain America.
Great
Winter
scene.
Soldier.
Unforgettable.
Number three, can't remember anymore.
No, that's my thing. As I was watching this, I was like, is this better than the Chris Evans scene? Because the Chris Evans scene, I was surprised.
I'd have to go back and watch it.
Where he
cool.
stops a helicopter? Yeah. Full on stops it.
I'd have
it.
To go back and watch it again, honestly. Right now, I'm coming hot off, and I think my head's not clear. I got to watch this movie again, and then I'll give you the official.
Nick, Thor is using his biceps to fucking awaken the heart of a dying star.
True.
And that's
true.
The thing. Is what he's doing is a lot cooler.
Jesus.
But here's the thing. When Captain America stopped the helicopter, I was like, man, I don't know if that's CG. Like, those biceps could have done it.
I believed it.
Like, do I understand how a god
fucking make a star.
Yeah, like
it's a Tuesday. Buys,
yeah, sure. Why didn't he fucking melt? Why did grabbing the hammer make him healthy again? These are questions I don't care for the answers. You know?
Do you think he whispered into though and was like, nobody else can use this axe but me, and put it down like his dad did? You know, because he's like, he whoever holds power, like, no, just me.
I don't care if I'm worthy. Just be cool. All
right, Andy, give me the next one. Is it a wig?
Oh God,
I gotta do it.
Is it a wig?
You really don't.
I don't know. Wigging out with Scarpino.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fifth episode of Wigging Out with Scarpino. Some
accurate.
Absolute atrocities when it comes to the hair pieces in this movie. Namely, Cap's hair piece and Winter Soldier's hair piece. Terrible.
What? You're crazy,
terrible,
dude.
Terrible hair pieces.
Is that not Cap's hair?
I don't think so.
Like Greg's hair.
Thank you.
I was
you
shocked.
Cap looks
no,
like
he had it way longer. When he's holding the glove,
it was flowing long.
It was longer.
Before his wedding.
It was longer, but it looked great. It didn't look like a horrible wig.
I think it looked like a horrible wig.
Yeah. It looks terrible. Whatever it was, whether it be hair extensions or some sort of Milli Vanilli like technology.
You have problems.
It was
the fact is, you're afraid of losing
bad.
Your hair.
Now, I will say, shout out to ScarJo for the natural hair and the blonde. I liked that a lot.
That's fantastic.
Best hair she's ever had.
And Paul Bettany coming at you with the realness. I thought he looked really good as well.
I didn't like the color of Scarlet Witch's hair. Too red. Now.
Yeah, too red. Yeah. It reminded me of like MJ.
Yeah.
I like that they stuck with her gratuitous boob shots like every single movie.
Not
Scarlet
Witch.
So like, fuck it. We're committing to this.
Oh, really? I didn't.
How did I not see that? I didn't even catch that.
I did not
when
catch that.
When she was like, after Vision fell, or when she's saved.
When she's going to Vision when he's laying down.
It's just like slow. And it was just like, whoa.
Oh, I did not notice that.
Jen, I'm looking at you. I'm like, I'm not looking at this, babe. I don't know this woman.
Exists, I'm so attracted to her, though. Yeah. I'm so attracted
to her. You're a pro on those breasts, aren't you?
Do we have any?
There's a new podcast.
Do we have any?
Is Jen Pro on Boobs?
Do we have
any? Give me the theme song.
What?
Is Jen Pro on Boobs? New podcast.
I love him trying to, like, I've seen it. The gears.
All of these fucking noobs. Is Jenna Pro on Boobs?
There it is.
Damn, it was good.
Thanks,
Approved.
Man.
Oh man,
Kevin, do we have any scientific things to sort of figure out in this movie? Because I can do the podcast right now.
Scientific
things? Do it! It's
last science with Kev.
Why is there oxygen on all these planets that normal people are breathing?
Right.
Well, that's why there's life there.
Yeah, they would be oxygen.
Thank you.
And life.
Answered.
Science with Kev.
Ragu baggy.
Then fuck, I'm exhausted.
Ragu. Final Bagu.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Ragu Bagu Vids, the podcast within a podcast that ranks the MCU villains. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside my one and only co-host, Andy Cortez.
We are the rad guys talking bad guys.
Remember, if you want to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny for a cool $1,000, you can run the Ragu Bagu Vids podcast account.
As long as Marvel is still doing movies, we will still have
opinions.
Now we're going back to a week, because who knows what the future is, you know what I mean? I'm not going to give this thing away, because I won't even get into it. So I'm going to catch you up on all the villains from the Marvel movies, how they rank now. Number 18, these fucks from Thor 2. Number 17, Abomination from Hulk. Number 16, Ronan from Guardians. Number 15, Cross from Ant-Man.
Cross fucking sucks.
Number 14, Loki from Thor. Number 13, Obadiah Stane from Iron Man 10 years ago.
Tony.
Number 12, Mandarin / Aldrich Killian from Iron Man 3. Number 11, Mass / Dormammu.
Mads.
We've never corrected the list from Doctor Strange.
It's
number
Mads.
10, Rockwell / Mickey from Iron Man 2. Number 9, my boy Red Skull from Captain America. Yeah.
Does he
back.
Move up now?
No.
Number 8, Ultron from Ultron. Number 7, Hydra from Captain America Winter Soldier. Number 6, Ego from Guardians 2. Number 5, Hela / the Grand Master from Thor Ragnarok.
Grand Master brought Hela up quite a bit.
Quite a bit. Doing all the heavy lifting there.
Number 4, Loki from Avengers. Number 3, Bacon Guy from Civil War. Number 2, MBJ from BP. And number 1, the Vulture from Spider-Man Homecoming. Is there any doubt that Thanos is the number one villain?
Thanos to me is not only the most terrifying, but the most relatable, because I've had to kill a daughter of mine, Greg. Yeah. Did you not know that?
I was there.
Yeah, I've killed a daughter to get power.
Well, thank you, Planned Parenthood, for taking care of that.
I think he is just like one of the best acted characters in all of the MCU, if not the best.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Josh Brolin, you can act. How long have you been doing that for, Josh?
Who do you serve? You expect me to say Jesus?
Yeah, great moment. But yes, he is number
Thanos,
one.
Thanos, far and away the number one Marvel MCU villain. He, not because all the movies have built to him or anything like that, because he was amazing
so
in this movie.
So fucking
he
was incredibly phenomenal. Acted, and every line was
we liked
read.
Him a lot. Is
there
it
was
time
nothing
to rank?
Bad with it. There was nothing
it was,
bad
it
about
was time
it.
To rank.
Ah, Kevin's doing the thing I don't
he's
like.
Doing the thing. Doing the Kevin
you
thing.
Already, Nick?
Ready to show one time.
Remember, I have to stay an hour after you guys.
Final bag.
And you fucked up the outro.
It's not the
I don't care.
For today, it is.
Yeah, we're literally doing.
Nick's making solid points, guys. Solid points. It's now time to rank the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Cool, Greg. Number one, Spider-Man Homecoming. Number two, Captain America Civil War. Number three, Thor Ragnarok. Number four, Captain America the Winter Soldier. Number five, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Number six, Avengers. Number seven, Guardians of the Galaxy. Number eight, Iron Man. Number nine, Black Panther. Number 10, Doctor Strange. Number 11, Ant-Man. Number 12, Iron Man 2. Number 13, Avengers Age of Ultron. Number 14, Captain America the First Avenger. Number 15, Iron Man 3. Number 16, The Incredible Hulk. Number 17, Thor. Number 18, Thor the Dark World. That is a lot of movies.
A lot of movies.
Look, I'm just saying, really, look, on the tin, you can see where the wig line starts
Captain America. Clearly.
On the tin, you can see that Thor has two eyes. They ruined that part of the movie.
Yeah, but one
which
of them
is also great. I would have watched it.
On the tin, Scarlett Johansson looks like a fucking sex doll.
She really
made in
does.
Russia.
Wow, she looks
in Russia.
Well, why are you going to bring Russia into it, man?
That's where they make them.
My apologies. Where would people like to rank this? Because I'm just going to say this is my number one.
My number one, too. 100%. That's it. Three votes. It gets it. No, your opinions don't even matter, guys.
Because my thing is, I want to talk about it, though.
Yeah,
because my thing is, I agree with you that it does not stand alone. That is part of the rankings of this thing. But when I look at all the things that we rank, it shines so high with how funny it is, with how great the action was, with how amazing the villain is, all the characters. There's so many standouts. There was like not really duds,
except for
a couple of the
children.
This
movie had all the great moments, all the funny moments, and it was a slugfest, but in the best fucking possible way. And it never felt, I was never bored. Like, Avengers Ultron.
I mean, the big thing about it, right, is that it's nearly a 3-hour movie, and at no point does it feel like 3 hours. Right.
It felt like three third acts back to back to back that were good third acts.
Yeah. Well, when we get to Scarlet Witch and Vision in their human forms, just trying to fuck. Just two kids who want to fuck legally, you know what I mean?
Into each other legally.
When she looks at the thing and she's like, oh, and then they get attacked, I was like, oh, wow, this movie is all gas. There is no break. Yeah, there is no calm.
Because like I feel like these 18 movies were that.
Oh, 100%.
You know? I appreciate that. That's why I feel like there was a lot of turns this movie could have took that would have been disappointing and could have made some mistakes. I don't think it did. And I feel like it really exceeded my expectations.
I don't think it was a perfect movie by any means.
Yeah. I neither.
No.
I do think there were a few scenes that I felt that weren't as... it sort of reminded me of Last Jedi, to be honest with you,
don't bring that negativity into
like like the opposite of Last Jedi, it's like, man, everything I want...
There were scenes that I didn't love, but the fucking incredible high-level amazingness of everything else makes me forget them because they are done so quick and we're on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And the next thing is fucking incredible. You know, like, I don't think every scene was perfect, but I do think that overall this movie is more enjoyable. I didn't have Homecoming 1, but I do think it's better than Civil War. And yeah,
I feel like I have never been more excited for the next movie than I am right now.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like I really don't know what's going on, and theorizing is going to be a lot of fun, and there's going to be a lot of shit to go off. I haven't been this excited since Iron Man 1 when the end credit scene happened. It's like, oh my God, we're going to get Avengers eventually.
Yeah. But also, I think the thing that this really did was, it really was the Empire. Like, it really did leave you
going. Absolutely.
It left you with a pit in your stomach and wanting more. I immediately was like, I need to see the next movie, and
we're
not going
to
get that
next
for a very long time. And
1 year.
That's really good storytelling.
But we're also going to get another one in 2 months. That's fucking
But
Ant-Man.
No, you're
my
good.
Problem is the fact that based on this movie, I am not excited for Ant-Man or Captain Marvel. I want to know the conclusion or the continuation of this story.
It's going to build into it.
Yeah, Ant-Man's going to be fun, and you're going to forget about everything.
If
and
I don't
you're going to enjoy
Thanos
it.
Jacking off in that movie. I'm not.
I hope he was. I hope like right afterward they're like, "What do you think he did after this in the writers' room?" And someone was like, "He beat it, man.
Cranked
he
it out.
Had to fucking just rip one of those fuckers out."
Does he wear the gauntlet though?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. He's having that fucking grind.
I was telling Greg that like it's not my hand, so it's like a different person.
Okay. Did he bubble it up first though? I like all the uses of the bubbles.
Bubble it up. Oh, yeah.
Also,
I like that too.
Hold on, Star Lord straight up shot Gamora.
Yeah.
That's you need to.
You
need to.
Had to do it.
She wanted.
But like also like the boyfriend. And
that was great.
He shot her, and he was like, "I like you."
Yeah.
That was
awesome. Cool.
Wait, Andy, where would you put it?
Huh?
Where would you put it?
I would put it number one. Yeah.
Wait, okay. Really?
Yeah.
That's from when you were like, "Hey, I know exactly where it's gonna go." Is it number one?
The more we talked about it,
no,
the more
it's
I realized
fine. But
how
where
much
was
I loved
it initially? I'm just
initially,
curious.
It was below Thor Ragnarok.
Whoa!
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, bold moves, man.
Yeah.
Greg, what about you?
I mean, I'm with Andy where I would have put it below Thor Ragnarok.
Wow.
Now, my problem is I just think it's because we're grading on a curve is all it comes down to is the fact that I think Thor, Captain America Civil War, and Spider-Man Homecoming are all movies that I'd be like, I'm down to watch these anytime. And right now we're coming out of a movie that we did love. That was an amazing movie. But I do feel dazed by. Like, so much happened.
It,
like,
it was a lot.
Yeah. I'm very much motivated to go to a real theater like the Alamo Drafthouse and watch it again and enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm. And or we watch all 18 of them again, then this one.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the one that was Black Panther.
In
but
Redux.
Here's, my thing, is I think this is getting into the argument of best versus favorite. Where I think I might... Spider-Man might be my favorite movie, but I can't... I will not argue in any way, shape, or form that this is not the number one movie
Same
in
here.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, I do think that, like, Thor Ragnarok is my favorite of the movies.
I think I might say
And
that
it's
too.
One that I could rewatch and, like, tell other people to watch because they'll enjoy the humor. Yeah. But I think, like... In terms of like a complete film, I still think Black Panther and Civil War are up there in terms of like this hits on all the notes of like arcs and story. And, you know, like I feel like that those movies are just more complete, directing, all that sort of shit. But
I mean, not to shake a stick at the fact that this movie has so many characters, and I do feel like I got a lot. And I'm talking about even on the low fucking throwaway thing of
Starbucks,
Don Cheadle, and then Don Cheadle being like, "Yeah, bow." What are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what a great way of like, Rhodey still fucks with people. That's who Rhodey is. And the Starbucks joke is great. I thought we could get a star or whatever. The first thing in a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like, they did so much.
There's two ways to look at this movie. It's like, well, of course, they have all these characters interacting. Of course, everybody's going to love it. But that's really easy to fuck up.
That's remember so Spider-Man? Easy to fuck up.
Yeah, there's a...
Never forget.
There's a spectacle factor to this of seeing all of our favorite people interacting. And it's... It's like how I feel when, like, my favorite content creator is making something else my favorite content. Like, it's that same sort of feeling of, like, we're seeing all these people do stuff. This is great. But it's also really easy to fuck up.
Really easy. So many people do.
So well.
A scene we didn't even talk about that I didn't expect to see, but was so good, was Guardians coming in to Titan and meeting up with Strange, Spider-Man, and Iron Man. And then immediately fighting each other. Yeah. It's like, we got a fucking airport scene.
And again, that makes total sense. Because, like, why wouldn't they think that they're enemies of the other people?
So fucking good. Yeah. The new ranking of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Missouri. That's on
I was like, I thought I was going to hear you make some sound there.
Oh, I did?
Oh, you did? I didn't hear you. I did hear Kevin laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Number one. Oh, this is going to be so hard to read. Can we pull this up?
Wait, no. He'll do it in post.
I'll do it in post. Number one, Avengers Infinity War. Number two, Spider-Man Homecoming. Number three, Captain America Civil War. Number four, Thor Ragnarok. Number five, Captain America the Winter Soldier. Number six, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Number seven, Avengers. Number eight, Guardians of the Galaxy. Number nine, Iron Man. Number 10, Black Panther. Number 11, Doctor Strange. Number 12, Ant-Man. Number 13, Iron Man 2. Number 14, Avengers Age of Ultron. Number 15, Captain America the First Avenger. Number 16, Iron Man 3. Number 17, The Incredible Hulk, which felt so long ago. Number 18, Thor. And number 19... Thor, the Dark World.
I can't believe it. I can't believe this movie honestly gave me everything I wanted. It wasn't like the death that I thought it was going to be, but it was a death that meant something.
Which means more.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I can't believe after so many movies we have this. Walking out and more. It was the opposite feeling of The Last
Jedi. Absolutely. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said earlier, next week there will not be an episode of MCU Interview. You want to give everyone some time to watch this, give this video some time to breathe. Please share it with your friends. I know everyone's going to be talking about Avengers Infinity War. We'd love for them to hear what we think about it. Then the following week, we're going to be doing another episode, the final wrap-up episode of this, of phase one of Kinda Funny's MCU Interview.
On May 8th.
May 8th. There you go. May 8th, we're going to do that. And then the week after that, we're going to do another review of Deadpool 2. That is not going to be in a review thing. It's just going to be, it's going to be in the same thing. There will be Ragu Bagu. There will be all that stuff. Mm-hmm. The following week will be Solo, a Star Wars story review of that. And then after that, it's a surprise. You'll have to wait.
And wait, so you're telling me there will be more. There will be more.
There will be more.
Kind of funny show.
There will be, after that, there will be a new in-review show that will begin. Tweet at me. No, you know what? Go on Reddit. There's a whole bunch of threads. Find the one that's most active talking about what they should do next. Let us know what you want us to do.
Or just make one colossal one. You know what I mean? That just make one like brand new one that says, well, now, Andy, here's the big question for you. The future of Ragu Bagu Vids podcast. When we start a new show, do we start a new villain thing for Ragu Bagu, or do we just add them into the current Ragu Bagu?
Just imagine
you start a whole new
imagine.
Yeah. Yes, you read my fucking mind. It's a steal right now to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny and get that account for $1,000.
Greg, when we're at like 20 names, what are you going to do?
I'm going to have a great show.
Andy,
have a marvelous day.